This video clip shows you how to mount a sample and seal it in a helium atmosphere for use in a closed cycle refrigerator, a high temperature closed cycle refrigerator, or one of the Cryogens Associates flow doers such as used in the 7 Tesla superconducting magnet. If you have a single crystal, we have single crystal holders, just simple ones. You can take your sample, wrap it up in aluminum foil, for example, and then mount it on the post. Then check the height, which should be 1¾ inches from the top mounting flange to beam center line, and the height can be adjusted with spacers of various sizes. You may want to put some cadmium around the post to cut down ancillary scattering from the aluminum. An alternative mounting of the crystal is to use aluminum wire to hold it, perhaps on a thin aluminum plate, or use a little glue such as goo to hold it in place. Any goo should be covered up with cadmium. If you have a powder, then we have powder sample holders of various sizes that you can use. You can put your powder in there, seal it up with an indium seal. If you want a more sophisticated single crystal holder, such as a small goniometer to align a single crystal if it's going to go into a magnet, then you need to provide that. To seal the sample, use 60 mil indium wire for most of our sample holders. You can start by having the wire cut at an angle. Do that just with your fingernail. Place the wire in the groove that's made for it, get it to the right length, and cut it with your fingernail, and try to match up the two cuts so that they line up to form a uniform seal. Indium is very soft and it's rather easy to get it into the groove. It's also quite expensive, so please use it sparingly. Put your sample top on and then get your screws started. And then we'll go to the glove box and seal it up. This is the glove box. In order to seal it up, we need to turn on the helium. You open the main valve, put a little bit of pressure on the regulator, and then open up the flow valve. To seal up the sample, we need to put the sample inside the glove box, put your wrench inside, and close the box. Then we need to start the helium flow to flush out the glove box. For experiments that work at 4K and above, it's not necessary to have the glove box completely filled with helium. All you need is to get some helium in there. For low temperature experiments, it's important to have enough helium in the sample container, and a large enough container so all the helium does not get adsorbed onto the surfaces. So you should probably talk to one of the cryogenic staff about this. To seal up the sample, we want to snug up the screws on the indium O-ring. Just get them a little bit snug. And after we do that, then we want to carefully tighten them a little bit at a time, each one across from the other, so that we don't get it too tight on one side and have a leak. You can go all around and get them gently tight. The indium will flow in the groove and make a good seal. After it's tight, you need to take the sample out of the glove box and get it leak checked. And you should ask one of the cryogenic technicians for help on this. You don't want to waste a lot of beam time having trouble with your sample not coming into thermal equilibrium. You can use indium up to about 400 Kelvin, and above this the indium will become too soft to hold the seal. Cadmium also becomes a problem above about 400 Kelvin as the vapor pressure becomes very high well before it melts, and it will become plated on your sample and in the cryostat. You can work the higher temperatures using a lead seal, but lead is harder than indium and it's considerably more difficult to get a good seal. Lead seals should be done by an experienced technician, and the seal should definitely be leak checked. Lead will work up to no higher than 600 Kelvin. When you're all done, close off the helium. Make sure you close off the main valve when the helium bottle is not in use.